Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The manager of the Mets is Mickey Callaway. Mickey, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Headed to the airport as we speak.
All right, listen. Let's get to the injuries first. Conforto.
Yeah, Conforto. Obviously hit Robbie Cano pretty hard. His head, his shoulder, and he's been diagnosed with a concussion at this point. So, we're gonna have to spend some time and get him evaluated and see how he's doing.
He's going home on a train. I saw a report. He's going. Is he going home?
Yeah,
he's going home.
He's going to go back. He's going to go back to New York.
And will he get listed for sure or no?
We still haven't determined that at this point, but it seems likely.
All right, McNeil, how bad is the injury?
It's something that McNeil has dealt with in the past, and he said he's taken one day off before, and it's been okay, so we're not overly concerned about it. Obviously, we got him out of the game because there was a little bit of concern today, but we're going to evaluate him in the morning and see if he's available for us tomorrow night.
Tough loss today, Mickey. Your team battled. You can look at the bad side. Six runs from Wheeler, some bats you didn't like, and then a nice rally in the ninth that falls short. The shortstop knocks down the Cano hit, keeps the ball in the infield, and then they strike Broxton out with the bases loaded. So, your team did bat.
Yeah.
At least they battled in the ninth.
That's right. Tough loss. Every loss is tough, but we're going to fight. We're going to continue to fight. These guys never give up. I'm proud of them for that. And we're going to go out there tomorrow with DeGrom on the mound and get us a win.
You got the Marlins this weekend, which is a positive. Your numbers recently against other teams other than the Marlins are not good. What is concerning you most about this team right now, Mickey?
The thing that we've been missing is putting everything together. We've pitched well at times. We've hit well at times. We just haven't put them together consistently until like the last week. And when we do that, we're going to be a team to be reckoned with. And we're going to start doing that here. And we have been for the last week. And I feel like, these guys have all the talent in the world, and we're just going to put those two things together and take off.
Was there a way to get through this week without having pitched bunt against the Nationals?
We could have done that. But to give us the best chance, for the rest of the week and give Font the best chance to have success at this level, we felt like it was necessary to keep him on about as normal of a routine as you possibly can. I've seen this 100 times in the past. The guy comes up, he pitches well, and you sit him for 8 to 10 days, and then he's nothing. And we didn't want to put him in that spot. The extra days for our pitchers going into a 20-day stretch where we have, a game every day was also valuable to us. DeGrom and Syndergaard and all those guys are going to be pitching every fifth day because there's no off days. And we felt, hey, let's push everybody back, get everybody some extra rest so we can get clicking during this 20-game stretch.
Wheeler not fooling anybody today. 11 hits, 6 runs, given up. That's not what you're looking for. Last year he was great the second half. You want to see better than that.
You know what? He's pitched well lately. Today was definitely not as bad as the numbers. Having said that, he did give up 6 runs. The first 3 hits of the game I thought were all really good pitches. A couple of CNI ground balls and then an 0-2, fist job in the center. And then things kind of spiraled out of control from there. But, we came back, we scored for him, and then Parra got a big home run late in the game that kind of crushed us a little bit. But, he's been throwing the ball well, and he probably didn't throw the ball as bad as his numbers look today. So his stuff is there. His execution on a couple pitches today just weren't.
How's Matt's doing?
Matt is doing actually really well. Right now, the plan is for him to pitch Saturday in Miami.
Okay, so you feel pretty confident he's ready to go, and you don't expect anything there, so you're pretty confident with that.
Yeah, we are. That's the plan right now. He came out of his bullpen great. He's feeling good. He threw all of his pitches with no limitations, and so that's our plan at this point.
I don't want to pick on Broxton. There's a couple of games that have ended with guys bases loaded and him up in the batter's box this year. You need another right-handed bat in that outfield. I mean, you really – I know you got too many in the infield with Davis and Frazier, but you need a right-handed bat in that outfield.
Yeah, you know what? Broxton, he comes to the park to play every day with enthusiasm. His great attitude. It's a tough, tall order, but that's the reality of his situation at this point. It's sporadic playing time when you get in there. Sometimes you have to step up. Unfortunately, it hasn't happened for him, but it's not because of lack of preparation or work. So he's going to continue to grind it out and see if he can get the job done in the future.
Yeah, but he's been terrible. I mean, he's one for his last 24, and he hasn't hit. I mean, listen, he can run. Yeah. We know he can run. We know he can field. He's just not hitting the ball. I mean, I don't know if Carlos Gomez is the answer. I don't know if you have another answer from the right side. But, you know, it's too bad some of these guys can't play in the outfield. I don't know if Davis can play in the outfield, but it just seems like you need a little more pop in that outfield.
Well, you're going to see Davis start in left field tomorrow.
Oh, you will? Okay. I mean, listen, I think that makes some sense. I mean, are you thinking you're going to lose McNeil for more than a couple of games, or you don't think so?
No, I don't think so at this point. He's going to be good to go in.
How do you feel about Cano? I thought that was a big at-bat in the ninth. I think if he had gotten blown away, this town would have started to get on Cano. He didn't get the game winner or tie the game up there, but he did hit the ball where it should. It was a base hit, and he could have got the tying run home. He did have three hits today. Cano's got a lead. You know, he's got to beat Cano. He has not been Cano yet. He has – I don't know if he's healthy. I don't know if he's hurting, but he has not been Robbie Cano yet.
Yeah, he's healthy. He's been Robbie Cano in spurts, but it just hasn't come consistently. I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to see the Robbie Cano that we all want to see. Today was a huge game for him. He got the double to left, a big RBI there. And then, like you said, at the end of the game against a great pitcher, he took the right approach and got a base hit.
No, he did. The shortstop did a nice job knocking the ball down. He did. He did save the game by knocking the ball down, no question about it. Your team's got to catch the ball a little better too, Mickey. You know that? They got to catch the ball better.
Yeah, you know what? I think that we have had our struggles catching the ball. You know, Rosie went through that little spot of that. You know, we had that tough play where the guys ran into each other today. But, you know, they're working hard, and Rosie has righted the ship. He's been fantastic the last 10 days or so at shortstop. He slowed everything down, and he's done a great job, you know, of making the adjustment there.
You said it right, but it's something you don't want to have happen all year. And we're talking about Mickey Callaway. Is bad teams or losing teams have a habit of always being a dollar short? Some days they don't hit, some days they don't pitch. Never get everything working at once. You haven't gotten everything working at once with this team this year.
No, we haven't, and we have to change that. That's the one thing we're all disappointed in. You know, from you know, the front office, from the ownership, from the players, from the coaching staff, we know we're better than what we've played, and we have to start putting it all together to give ourselves a chance.
You really, and let's be honest, the guys that we were counting on, Ramos, Cano, they haven't done a great job yet. I mean, listen, if they were doing a great job, I'd say it. And I tell Robbie this, I've known him since he was first year here. I mean, the bottom line is he hasn't looked like himself, neither has Ramos. They haven't been the guys we thought they'd be. Ramos has got some RBIs, I understand that. But he hasn't been the guy I thought he would be, where he'd really make a big difference on the team so far.
You know, one thing that I've seen from Ramos there that has been a huge difference, we really haven't had that. But he's a true leader. Like, he knows when to take mound visits. Now, production at the plate, it has been lacking. I know he's working hard to get to himself to where he can pull the ball again out in front of the plate and hit the ball in the air. It's been a lot of ground balls, you know, double plays and things like that. It's working for him early, but lately it's a ground ball at somebody. So he's definitely brought leadership behind the plate, and we're waiting for his bat to come alive.
So how do you feel about – you got the Marlins, which is a good positive anytime you get the Marlins right now. But other than that, how do you feel about things right now?
You know, I'm not satisfied. None of us in our record, we're disappointed in our ability to put our pitching and our hitting together at the same time. And we have to do better, plain and simple.
All right, Mickey, thanks very much.
Have a good one.
All right, Mickey Callaway, as the Mets go down. They do get the Marlins for the weekend. If they sweep the Marlins, who are just terrible. I mean, let's be honest. The Marlins are dreadful this year. I mean, the Marlins are 10-31. I mean, they win every fourth game. I mean, so if the Mets can beat them three straight, and let's be honest, can they beat them the two games they don't have DeGrom? You expect DeGrom to win tomorrow. The Mets could get back to their two games under 500. Then they have the Nationals next week at home. You got to see this team start to put it together. I don't think Mickey's done a great job, but I don't think the pitches are pitched. I don't think Syndergaard's done a great job. I don't think Wheeler has done a great job. I don't think the bullpen's done a great job. I don't think Cano and Ramos have done their job. There's not many guys on this team other than McNeil and Alonso that you would say have really done their job. And it's time these guys start doing their jobs. Plus, they got to get a righty bat. Now, maybe Davis playing in the outfield will help. They need a righty bat in that outfield that'll pick things up. And if Carlos Gomez is hitting, give him a chance. Broxton, I understand he can run. I understand he can catch the ball. Hey, can't hit. He struck out. I can think of two games off the top of my head, day games when I've been on the air, when he struck out there in the game with guys on base. Today was the second. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.